Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. We're going to be talking lawns and gardens this morning and having fun. We're going to talk about all sorts of things to do around the house to enjoy gardens. You're really going to be planting things pretty soon, and then you'll be reaping the rewards of the gardens. So we're going to talk about all of those things. Believe it or not, we're just around the corner from springtime, and you're thinking, 23 degrees outside. Springtime? Well, I mean, it'll be here before. We've had some 70-degree temperatures. And
it was a preview of what's to come in a couple of months.
I'm ready for that, too.
Yeah, me, too.
The voice you just heard, that mystery voice, is a voice you have heard many times in the Sunshine Players.
That's right.
That goes back. See, this is what makes me feel really old. I can remember Michael Shirley when he was a little kid. And now he's a grown man with children.
Who are also in Sunshine Players.
Are they
and
really?
And they have a show this weekend.
Tell us about it.
Well, this isn't really what we came to talk about, but I'm happy to plug the program.
This is a proud father.
That's right. My son Tristan was Terry Womack, of course, the director of the Sunshine Players program. And Tristan was her first second-generation Sunshine Player.
Ah, okay.
But this weekend, Terry only has two shows left, you know, before she retires.
I did not know she was going to retire.
Yeah, yeah.
She was keeping that quiet.
Uh-oh. Well, I let it out of the bag. So there's this show, and then there's one more. But Tristan, my son, is they're having Tom Sawyer this weekend, mm-hmm. and he's Tom Sawyer. So he's really
Neat.
Excited.
Oh, boy. And that's over at the Patterson Park.
Patterson Park, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay. What, 7 o'clock? Is that what?
That's correct.
Showtime?
Showtime, 7 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday, and 2 o'clock on Friday and Saturday is at 7 and 2 o'clock on Sunday.
Oh, fantastic.
And you can, if you haven't bought your tickets, that's okay. You can just buy them at the door.
Now, since Michael is here, you've already deducted that we're going to be talking a little about 4-H. We have another very special guest, a first-timer on the program, Misty Lane Watkins, who is an FCS agent in the Agricultural Extension Service. Does that mean you have law enforcement duties, or I mean, you're an agent?
Special agent, yeah.
I do not. Good morning, everyone.
Good to have you with us today.
Thank you.
What does an FCS agent do?
They do just about everything.
Oh, okay.
We have programs in health and safety. We teach you about diabetes, living well with chronic conditions. We encourage our participants to walk more. We have programs on nutrition and food safety. We teach you how to cook, how to eat healthy, how to prepare meals so you don't get sick from foodborne illnesses. We also have programs in human development. We have our co-parenting classes where we have them for divorced parents. We also have a program called How to Avoid Falling for a Jerk or Jerkette because women
I'm glad
can be
my
jerks
wife
too.
Didn't go to that class. She might not have married
Mine
me.
Too. Yeah.
We also have programs in family economics. We also have a faith and finance conference coming up this next Thursday, March 6th. We teach people how to budget, how to save. So we have a lot of programs in family and consumer sciences.
This is fascinating. I had no idea that they offered programs like this, but very much needed. Today in the news, for example, we learned that Tennessee has a major problem with, you could almost call it image. We feel down sometimes, and it's because of health situations. One of the top ones is diabetes that you just mentioned. So we can control that.
That is correct. I actually have a Take Charge of Your Diabetes program. It's a 6-week program, and this Thursday will be our last 6 weeks. We teach you how to manage your diabetes. We talk about eating healthy, physical activity. We talk about action plans. So at the end of each class, each participant makes a goal that they can accomplish for a week. And then at the beginning of the following week, we talk about that goal and whether or not they accomplished it. And I also teach these classes with LaShan Matthews, who is the health educator over at Rutherford County Health Department. The program is free. We give them a relaxation CD. They get books. They get refreshments. And we have a good time.
Sounds like you do. I mean, in addition to learning the right things to do for your health, you learn how to relax.
And that is
correct.
And I guess
that's stress is a bad thing.
It is. It's a killer.
Everybody's always saying, well, stress is a killer, but, and I'm thinking, okay, but how do you not be stressful? I mean, if you're having a tendency to be stressful and you ran out of money 3 years ago, and the world is crumbling in on you, you can't just say, okay, tomorrow I think I'll start not being stressed again.
That is correct.
How do you do that? How can you get rid of stress?
Well, in that class, we talk about stress management. We also talk about depression. We give them a relaxation CD. And also, one of those sessions, what we do is we play that CD. And some of the participants, they end up falling asleep because it's so peaceful.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So you can create your stress-free atmosphere and start on the road to recovery, so to speak.
I think so.
Fascinating. See, in just 5 minutes of today's program, you've already learned something. But let me ask you this. How can we become a part of those programs?
Well, you can call the Rutherford County Extension Office or you can visit our website. I'm actually teaching a Living Well with Chronic Conditions class starting April the 22nd, and that will be 6 weeks as well. And so we pretty much teach participants if they might have diabetes, but they might have other chronic conditions, and we teach them how to manage those diseases as well.
Okay. In just a little while, we will open up the phone lines, and some of you who may be stressed can call and get some information on how to de-stress or something. Michael, I'm a little afraid to talk to you. Last time we talked, we had your son called in and we were throwing pigs.
He was talking about pig. You asked him if pigs fly, and he said only if you throw them off a cliff.
That was, I think, probably one of the more unique programs that we've ever had.
Yes, he still talks about that. It was a fun event for him. Yeah, we've got three, I guess, at that. Had he just bought his pigs?
I think so.
Well, we still have those three pigs at the house, and you're not throwing them anywhere because they weigh about 275 pounds each.
Do they have names?
Yes. He names all his pigs.
Okay.
But that does not keep us from eating them.
Okay. So, so we're eating Charlie today.
That's right. When we say our blessing, we thank the pig that provided it. So, our 4-H hog, our 4-H Livestock Club had a real good showing at the state hog show this past January. We had 12 youth from Rutherford County exhibit 23 hogs, and they did really well. We had several of our 4-H'ers placed in the top five overall for the whole mm-hmm. show, mm-hmm. and that's called the Premier Exhibitor Award. So they were really excited. I was very proud of them.
The field of pork producers, that's really growing, isn't it?
It is. I think, now's a great time to be involved in agriculture. If you go and talk to, I know the Witts Beatty Farms advertises with you guys.
Boy, they do a phenomenal job.
And, Brandon did a really great job of identifying a need in the community that is directly selling directly to consumers. And he's able to, what they want, he makes it happen.
Yeah.
And I think you see that kind of entrepreneurial spirit across all of our farmers, mm-hmm. and they're really taking advantage of that, and the technology has really helped with that, and the advances in technology and precision agriculture that are taking place right now it's an exciting time to be involved in agriculture.
Oh yeah, well John L. Beatty has been on the cutting edge all along, so this didn't surprise us, but it's getting the whole community excited seeing this. And you go into a restaurant and on the menu it says the meats from Beatty Farms and all that. Right. And you think, all right, let's go. I mean, he really was on the cutting edge when he had the pig for Charlotte's Web.
Yeah.
And the pig is still there.
Wilbur is still around. Yep.
Wilbur will be Wilbur is in green pastures from now on out.
That's what I hear. So he's living it, the high life over there.
Wonder what he weighs now. This is not a cuddly little pig.
You're not going to pick him up and throw him anywhere either. So he's a big guy.
I bet he weighs. What does a pig grow to?
Well, it just depends on breed and what you're feeding them and things like that. I would say, well, I don't know. Wilbur's he's over.
He probably eats steak and
yeah, I don't know
seafood.
About that.
what is the best diet? If a pig wanted to be in hog heaven, what would...
Well, our pigs are happiest when they're out, you know, rooting around and eating grubs and worms in the yard. But when we shake that feed bucket in the barn, they do come running back. So they like... I think as long as they're eating, they're happy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're not too particular.
And are they easy to take care of?
Well, the only thing in 4-H, in my opinion, as far as animal projects go, the only thing easier to work with than the pigs are the chickens.
We had on Swap and Shop this morning.
That's right. And I will just, it's a good segue, I'll just talk a little bit about our 4-H chick chain. We are starting, we have registration going on right now, and there's only 7 spots left for the 4-H chick chain. And that's the project many of our listeners out there will probably be very familiar with the chick chain because it's been going on forever. But the 4-Hers sign up, they pay a small fee, and they can receive either a full order of 25 baby chicks or a half order of 13. And they'll get them. They'll be about 2 days old. They'll be about the size of your thumb. They receive them on Monday or Tuesday of spring break, so coming up April 1st. And then they take care of them all summer long and bring them back to the 4-H poultry show and sale in August. And that's where a lot of our listeners have come and frequented our auction that we have every year. And so this year our 4-Hers are raising Red Stars and Black Stars, which is a particular breed that are made. They're a dual-purpose breed, but they're excellent production egg layers. And so if any of our listeners out there are interested in their 4-H getting signed up for chick chain, they do need to call the office very soon because, like I said, we only have 7 spots left.
Okay. And do you have to be a member of 4-H to do this? So this is youngsters? Mm-hmm. Or?
So anyone for 4-H, you have to be in the 4th through the 12th grade. And so anyone that's currently in the 4th through 12th grade is eligible to participate in the 4-H chick chain.
Okay.
Now, if there are some listeners out there that are interested in raising backyard chickens, they're welcome to call our office, and I'm happy to help them with that. They can even attend the trainings that our kids go to if they want to learn about how to keep chickens in their backyard.
This is a little bit off the subject, but not quite. I went to school in high school and with a young lady whose father was well known on the radio, and he used to sell chickens. And I found one of his early, he's passed on now, and I'm not sure what we're going to hear, but I'm hoping that it's his, if you're too young to remember this, but I just can't imagine, you're saying, what, 25 chickens?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
I think there was a little bit more on this one.
We got so many things to do here, man. It's pitiful. Oh, yeah. We got to talk about some of them chickens. Now, you like fried chicken, I know. Everybody does. How would you like to have fried chicken on your table just about any time you wanted it, huh? Well, now, look here, baby, you can. You can if you just listen to old John R. I got an offer for you that will put that fried chicken on your table in no time. The Reich Poultry Farms will send you 110 of the finest baby chicks you ever saw for the low, low price of just $2.95 plus 50 cents handling charge plus COD charge. Now, these are fine, big, husky, red
chicks. This is real.
Chicks. And the Reich Poultry Farm guarantees your baby chicks must be in good condition on arrival and for 3 months after you get them, or they will replace any of your baby chicks that fail to survive for half price. How about that? Ain't that a mess? Now, this low price of $2.95 per 110 baby chicks.
Can you believe $2.95?
That's got to be a long time ago.
Back in my childhood. So, I'm not sure I wanted that statement there.
Sorry, but our chicks are a little bit more expensive than that these days.
Are they, what, $6 now?
They're about $3 each for a two-day-old baby
and
chick.
And this was $2.95
for 110 of the best poultry you'll find.
And if they didn't make it, they would be replaced.
Well, that's outstanding. I gotta get a copy of that.
But, the you minute know, you started talking, but that was the thing that came to my mind, and I thought,
I remember Neely's hatchery right over here, near the station. But I don't know when did that close up.
80s, 70s, okay. Something like that.
Well, it had to have been in the 80s.
80s, okay. You were not here.
I barely caught the 70s.
So. Okay, late 80s, early 90s, something like that.
Okay, yeah. I remember it when my dad worked around
this
the
This
square.
Would have been in the 60s, early 60s.
Okay.
Maybe even late 50s, but early 60s for sure.
Interesting. Well, I'd be curious to know if any of the listeners out there participated in the chick chain when they were 4-H'ers, I would like for them to call us. I'd like to hear a story or two about that.
And that brings us to the next point. We're at a point where we're going to pause and check on the traffic and weather. And when we come back, we will be in your segment where you call in. And so if you've ever been in that chick chain, call us, 893-1450. Also curious... Did anybody
buy the 110 chickens for $3? I want to hear those stories too.
Can you imagine?
That's a lot of chickens to feed.
I wonder if the mailman brought them.
Well, they do today. We still get our chickens in the mail.
What in the world would the mailman think with 110 chickens in his truck?
I'll tell you, when we get back, I'll tell you exactly what they think.
Ever since you found yourself in someone else's arms, I've been trying my best to get along, but that's okay, there's nothing left to say. But take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and take your reasons, but you'll think of me.
The iShow with Brian Barrett is on weekday mornings, 5 to 6:30. The Morning News with Scott Walker, 6:30 to 7:50. Start your mornings with WGNS.
No matter who your insurance provider may be, Murfreesboro Collision Center backs their work with a limited lifetime guarantee.
At Murfreesboro Collision Center, the average repair usually takes less than 3 days.
Murfreesboro Collision Center, serving Rutherford County since 1989. Get a free estimate on your fender bender today.
Hi, I'm David Wark. I've been with Murfreesboro Collision Center since 1996.
Murfreesboro Collision Center, on Broad, at Northfield, behind Ford of Murfreesboro.
Hello, this is Peter Demas with Demas's Restaurant, a family restaurant tradition for four generations, now in our 24th year, serving our most popular menu item, great-tasting oven-baked chicken soup. Back in 1989, when my mom and dad were planning Demas's, they debated whether baked chicken soup should even be on the menu. Both agreed that it was a good item, but they weren't sure it would be accepted. Because my dad and his sisters had eaten it all of their lives, especially when anybody had a bad cold, they decided to risk it. They did it, and now I can say the rest is history. We made over 65,000 gallons last year and make more every day. We sell it by the cup, bowl, quart, or gallon. You can even freeze it for shipping or to save it for a later date. Give yourself a treat today. Baked chicken soup, buy it in the store, or get it to go. Demas's Restaurant in Murfreesboro, Lebanon, downtown Nashville, and Hendersonville. Get your chicken soup today.
Here at Music World and Drummer's Den, we've got over 5,000 square feet of great music gear, over 60 drum kits to choose from, and many, many different product lines and great prices. At Music World and Drummer's Den, we've matched internet prices on major items, hundreds of guitars, one of the best inventories in the mid-state. Come see us at Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church, across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
Hi, I'm Robert McConnell from Robert's Auto Repair. If you bring your vehicle to me, it will usually be repaired on the same day. We offer courtesy rides and have a free loaner car for your convenience.
Robert's Auto Repair, honest and fair, on Broad across from Ford of Murfreesboro.
Good morning. Still busy traffic on I-24 at 96, I-24 at Medical Center Parkway, Broad at Church, Broad at Memorial with busy traffic. O-Ford Parkway at Kaysen Lane with traffic busy there. Church Street at Middle Tennessee Boulevard with some congestion building. I-24 headed into downtown Nashville with some congestion. Anticipate slowdowns around the Hickory Hollow Parkway, Bell Road area. Springtime's just around the corner, so Dr. Beautiful is offering a spring special. Get 50% off all laser treatments. Call for an appointment today, 931-433-6871, or go online to drbeautiful.net. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
And let's take a look at that Murfreesboro weather now, brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We'll see sunny skies this afternoon, a high in the lower 40s, and winds out of the north at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, increasing clouds, a low around 18 degrees. I'm WGNS meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 27.
Thank you for making our first 5 years here in Murfreesboro so successful. This is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard. Call 615-494-4200. Member FDIC.
If it's passed, bounced, or hit, WGNS is there with our microphones. MTSU and local sports coverage is on WGNS.
My life is brilliant. My love is pure. I saw an angel, of that I'm sure. She smiled at me on the subway. She was with another man. I won't lose no sleep on that, 'cause I've got a plan. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. It's true.
Hey, welcome back. Our number is 893-1450. 893-1450. We're talking about lawns and gardens. We're talking about chickens. We're talking about pork, pigs that fly. Who knows what we might be talking about?
That's
today.
That's the thing about the extension office is, you know, when we
diversity.
Talk diversity. Exactly. We in official publications and things, we drop the agricultural extension. So now it's just extension, the extension office.
Extension of everything.
Because it's the extension of the University of Tennessee and Tennessee State University, and the reason I think that they've dropped the agricultural part from it when we talk to the general public is because we do have so many diverse programs at the office. So whether we certainly are still there for our farmers and our agriculturalists, but we're also there for our homeowners that have questions about their lawn and gardens. We're mm-hmm. there for youth development and helping our children. We have 4-H clubs right here in the middle of the inner city of Murfreesboro, Smyrna, Laverne. We aren't just out in the rural areas, and we talk about chickens, but we have so many different programs that we operate at the office. And then, you know, Misty's here to talk about those things like how to deal with your stress. I mean, so that's why all of that information that we're passing out is an extension of the research that's going on at those land grant, those state universities.
By the way, our guest today, Misty Lane Watkins and Michael Shirley. And Michael, you had a challenge for people, I believe.
Yeah, so coming up March the 15th is from 7 o'clock in the morning until 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We're having a 4-H pancake breakfast and yard sale, and this is a fundraiser for our 4-H program so that we can continue to offer things at little or no cost to our participants. So that's a pancake breakfast and yard sale from 7 until 1 on March the 15th, and we're selling tickets. Our 4-Hers are out covering all their contacts and trying to sell tickets, but for today I have two tickets that I'll give away for free for breakfast that day. They can come down and eat pancakes with us to someone that'll just call in and share a 4-H chicken experience that they had.
All righty.
So they can just tell me about that. We'll give them two free tickets.
893-1450 is our number, and this doesn't have to be a recent one.
No, I would rather even hear about I really want to hear somebody that bought all those chickens on that from that commercial.
Did any of you buy the 110 chickens from John R?
Was that local here?
Yeah, it was in Nashville.
All right,
WLAC.
So that chickens are no longer outlawed in Nashville now. You know,
this was in the 60s.
Yeah.
I don't know about now.
So now you can have chickens in the city limits or in Davidson County, and that is also
is their law the same as Murfreesboro's?
I don't think it's exactly the same. I think there's a few differences to it. But the fact is now, I mean, the local movement of growing your own food and knowing your farmer, that's really taken hold. And the life lessons, and maybe that's why I want somebody to call in and share with us, is because I like to hear the stories about how our 4-Hers, these projects that they're doing, like the chick chain, mm-hmm. Really teaching responsibility and finances and all those life lessons of being responsible, having to get up and take care of something before you go to school. So everybody wants that for their kids, those types of experiences. And so Murfreesboro City and Murfreesboro, you are allowed to have chickens here in the city limits of Murfreesboro, that you are limited to how many you can have. And if your neighborhood
and
has no roosters, though. Roosters are outlawed, when roosters are outlawed, only outlaws will have roosters. You know, so in the city limit. My dad was on city council at the time when they did that. So he brought home that ordinance and gave it to me.
And did you get chickens after that?
We never had chickens at the house. Oh, yeah, we just bought them at the grocery store, the eggs and the chickens.
Well, but let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Misty Lane and Michael. How are you today?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Calling in about the chickens. I didn't order them from, I believe it was WLAC.
Uh-huh.
But my grandfather, he used to raise chickens and cows and stuff like that. And he used to order every year. And every now and then, out of the chicks, you couldn't tell them when they were real small. We'd always end up with a rooster off in the crop.
Uh-oh.
But he raised them every year. And the experience we got from feeding them and keeping them warm and stuff in the little brood house what they had. And it was a great experience. But I remember every year he would order them off the radio for the price that you just reported.
$2.95, yeah. It's unbelievable.
It said there was a COD charge. So did you have to pay extra when they arrived, or was it just the $3?
I really don't know. He was doing the audit. Right. And we were doing the raising.
That's right. That's what we all have kids for, right?
Were you ever there when the postman came with the chickens?
Oh yeah, but yeah.
What kind of comments did the postman? I mean, that had to be a loud package.
Well, I don't know about the comments, but he would bring them in and he'd just get on up out of there. I guess we weren't the only ones that's ordering down through that era, down through that little community they stayed in. But, you could hear a bunch of noise every time he'd come up with the chickens. I mean, there was just a lot of noise in his little mobile when he was bringing them down through there in.
Yeah, I bet that day that whoever ordered the chickens, I bet they got their mail first that day.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking to say. So the mail probably been messed up a lot.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that story with us today.
Yeah, y'all have a blessed day.
You too. Thank Bye-bye. You. So this year, we will receive somewhere between, in 4-H chick chain, we will receive somewhere between 800 and 1,000 baby chicks.
That's a lot of chickens.
It is a great number of chickens, and that'll be for about 40. We have a limit of 40 participants because I try to go out to all their farms during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
But on the day that the chicks arrive, I am the first person that the post office calls that day. I guarantee it. That usually my phone will ring about 5 o'clock in the morning.
How many chickens do you say?
Between 800 and 1,000.
I bet you are the first one.
And they call and they're like, your chickens are here. You need to come get them right now. So. And when you pull around to the loading dock behind the post office to get them, as soon as you walk in the door, you can hear them, and they're clear across the building. But 800 to 1,000 little baby chicks all chirping at the same time, yeah. It's quite a ruckus.
By the way, two tickets to the first person who calls with a chick chain story.
Yeah, a 4-H chick chain experience. Chicken. Yep, that's so.
Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you
today? Good morning. Hi. I was calling about the chickens.
Okay.
Okay, I have a farmer story about the chickens because we...
Now, which one did
had
you...
to take care of the chickens and to raise the chickens and things before we, you know, go the night and mm-hmm. the morning before we go to school.
Uh-huh.
And our special chicken was, we really wanted Dominicans, but sometimes we had to get them mixed, my daddy. And he did order them, but when they arrived, we were so excited to see the little chickens because we were all little children.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just excited to see the chickens and things. And so we were just taking care of them. And Tony Webb was, I was the assistant on the 4-H club. And it was just really fun.
So you actually were a part of the chick chain?
Yes, yes, yes.
Wow.
We raised them back there. And when they got up, Mama wouldn't kill them until they get up. I guess what you would call fried. And she would always want us to go out and she would take the chicken and kill it and wring its neck, and I would just cry because I was scared. But that's where she did it. And so it was just so, we didn't think anything about it because it's how we, you know, got the chicken. We had to clean them. We didn't, you know, they weren't dressed like they were today.
That's mm-hmm. right.
You mean they weren't wrapped up in cellophane?
Oh, no. It was, you know, we had to raise them from little bitty babies.
Wow. What kind of experiences did you have from that? As you look back on that, did you learn some life lessons, do you think?
For a while, I wouldn't think that, you know, I would like to want to eat any chicken after you have to go through, you know, how to raise them, and then have to get big. You have to, kill the poor little chickens and things like that. You wouldn't, you know. Mm-hmm. And now I'm just crazy about chicken. Every time I go out to eat, I want a piece of chicken.
They've taken so on a different
fun.
Look now.
It just was really fun. And Mr. Tony Webb was our instructor on the Boys Club.
Yeah.
Well, very good. Well, thank you for calling in and sharing that. And we'd like for you to be our guest for breakfast on March the 15th at the Pancake Breakfast if you'd like to come.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I'll have two tickets. And
but I know who this is.
Is this Charlene?
Yes, this is she. Okay.
And I
have
think,
a blessed day.
Well, you too. Thank you for sharing that story with us.
Oh, okay.
All right.
You all have a blessed day.
Thank you. And I'm sure she's still listening. And we'll have her two tickets there at the 4-H office on March the 15th for breakfast.
All she has to do is show up. I'm Charlene.
That's right. And I'll have her tickets. She and a guest can come and dine on some of the best pancakes in Rutherford County because they're going to be made by our 4-H cooking club.
You know what would be even neater? To give her 110 chickens.
Maybe we can make that happen. I don't know.
Can you imagine the expression on somebody's face? In addition, you're going to get these 110 little chicks to take home.
So she was talking about watching her mom go out and harvest those chickens, you know, and wring their neck. And we've had a lot of calls about how to process your own chickens because eventually these birds that lay eggs quit laying. So what are you going to do with them? Because you don't
they
really
do.
Want to pet.
I didn't know they do.
Oh, yeah. They have a useful, you know, their first couple of years are their prime years for laying eggs. And then after that, they'll slow down. And so we talk to our kids about how much are you feeding them and how much does that cost versus how many eggs are they producing. And you're selling those eggs and getting your income. Well, where they start eating more than they're producing, then some of our kids will make, you know, chicken noodle soup or whatever. But we've had a lot of phone calls at the office about how to do that. So this summer, I'll actually be teaching a class during the summer on Tuesday, I think, during the farmer's market on how to process your chickens at home. So
I think you would need one of Miss Delane's stress depressing stress stories here.
I think the chickens might be more stressed than me now on that day.
Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Fine, thank you.
Good.
Can you hear me?
We hear you great. Sure okay. do.
When I was growing up, out on the country.
Mm-hmm.
It was nothing early in the spring to see the mailman come by with baby chickens in his mail car delivering them. They shipped them in a special box, and they just chirped quite along, but it was something to see, especially being a small boy.
I bet that was.
That's the way some of the people would get their baby chickens to start.
So that was a powerful advertisement. 110 chickens for $2.95.
You know, letting somebody.
Thank you for sharing that. By the way,
thank you very much for calling. The thing about ordering your chicks from a hatchery is that it's you know, if you want 100 chicks, you can get 100 chicks, and if you're mm-hmm. trying to.
Wonder if you could get 100 chicks for $2.95.
You definitely couldn't today.
I mean, but back then, that may have been the going price everywhere.
Maybe
I don't know. I didn't buy any chicks.
No.
I would get one or two sometimes at Easter, and my parents always cringed when I did that.
Right.
Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Is that me?
That's you. Good morning.
Well, good morning. I'm enjoying the chick story.
Did you ever order any of those chickens from John R.? Do you remember hearing John R.?
No, I don't think so. I really wasn't into the ordering of the chicken. When I got around the chicken, they was already on the ground. But anyway, this was another little story, maybe a variation from the ordering and all other things. Of course, I went through a class, and Mr. Tony Webb was also our instructor, you know, in such things. But this is at home. But anyway, we always had chicken, and we always had what you would call a homecoming each year, which back in our day, they called it the basket dinner. So, you know, whenever you were going to have a chicken in preparation, you would put up a chicken to grow and what they call clean it out and everything. So they had a section in our chicken house that you would put this particular chick that you were going to use. This one had gotten up to a grown adult chicken, most time a hen. And so on the night when we were getting close to our homecoming, our basket dinner, some of them went out in the little house to get the one that was going to be the eating sacrifice for that Sunday. And when they got out there, they ran into a snake that also Ooh. Had decided to go into the chicken house. And that was a night that of chaos and no chicken, because when the women got through running around and getting away from it and everything, the men couldn't get the snake, and so there goes the chicken for that year.
Uh-oh.
And I always remember that no chicken, because you couldn't get into the chicken house.
Ooh, what a story. You get a big smiley face for the best story of the day.
Well, I just have to be thinking about it, because we always love to get them around about Easter time, and I don't know where they came from specifically, because we lived out over in the Smyrna area, but they went to town somewhere. My father and grandfather purchased them. But when they grew up, then it was a different change from the little yellow fluffy balls.
That's right.
But thank you for having this program. It always lifts my spirit when you go to relating to things like this. And I know that some of the young people are really, really into that type of thing today, and that's good.
Absolutely.
So you
thank
have
you.
A wonderful day, and thank you so much for everything.
Thank you.
I think she has a hit country song screaming to get out.
That's right.
The night we went to the chicken coop and wanted to get our chicken.
It could be a Ray Stevens, yeah, good song.
Snake. He did something with a
squirrel, right? Yeah, this could be.
So, yeah, chicken and snakes in the coop. I don't know. That'd be good. We'll be right back.
Here comes the rain again, falling from the stars.
Start your mornings with WGNS. Weekday mornings at 9, The Truman Show. Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett. Weekday mornings at 10 on the stations of WGNS.
Hi, this is Tina Fox at the Rutherford Farmers Co-op. Come visit us for all your pet, bird, clothing, and gift needs. We also have a good selection of those infrared heaters. So come visit us at the Rutherford Farmers Co-op at 985 Middle Tennessee Boulevard, just off of South Church. We're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5, Saturday, 7:30 to 2, and we are closed on Sunday.
Everyone can save at the Co-op. You don't have to be a member.
Bell Jewelers, on Broad Street, across from Toots.
I'm Greg Tidwell.
And I'm Lisa Halliburton. Bell Jewelers welcomes you.
Bell Jewelers is the diamond store in Murfreesboro. We have the largest selection of diamond bridal, anniversary, and other special occasions, all at great values.
Visit us at belljeweler.com. Like us on Facebook.
Bell Jewelers, on Broad Street, across from Toots.
Bell Jewelers, family-owned and operated since 1879.
At the Salvation Army Family Store, you can get bargain prices on clothes, furniture, household goods, electronics, and more. Find special savings on furniture, which is discounted 10% every 10 days it's on the floor. Keep it local. Donate here. Everything donated in Rutherford County stays in Rutherford County. The Salvation Army Family Store, where your purchases always help us help others. The Salvation Army Family Store is at 125 South Front Street, across from Captain D's on Broad. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m.
WeatherEye.
Mostly sunny skies this afternoon, a high in the lower 40s, and winds out of the north at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, increasing clouds, a low around 18 degrees. I'm WGNS meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 27.
Cars.com has all the tools you need to get into the dealership feeling prepared, so your car shopping experience will be stress-free. Research, price, find. Only Cars.com helps you find the right car without all the drama. Cars.com, all drive, no drama.
Stay ahead of severe weather. Get breaking news and local sports scores first. This is Jenny Williams at Gill's Ace Hardware in Smyrna. We sponsor text alerts from WGNSradio.com. Look for the sign-up link on the homepage. It's a free service.
Hear your favorite high school coaches each Saturday morning at 9.
The Prentice Awesome Heating and Air Coaches Corner from Farmer's Family Restaurant off Old Fort Parkway.
Here on WGNS.
Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450. Just a few minutes left. If you have a favorite chicken story to share, 893-1450. Still want to hear some more folks who are in the chick chain or maybe bought those 110 chickens from John R. for $2.95. Unbelievable.
That's a bargain.
A memory of a bargain.
I'll tell you something else that's a bargain, Bart, is our brown bag lunch today. Because it's free.
Today, free?
It's free. Wow. I mean, that's even better than 100 chickens for $3. The Brown Bag Lunch and Learn, it's a session that you come to the office. It's from 11:30 to 12:20, so people could use their lunch break to come down to the office. Today's topic is about spring lawn care.
So they can
just bring their lunch with them and learn the basics for getting your lawn up and running this spring. And there's no pre-registration required, but you do have to furnish your own lunch.
11:30.
Perhaps they could bring a chicken.
Yeah.
11:30 today at the Extension office over on John Rice Boulevard. And again, that's the Brown Bag Lunch, and it's about spring lawn care. And there's also, speaking of lawns, we have our Lawn Care 101 that is coming up as well. Mm-hmm. And I believe the deadline for registering for that is next week. So if they want some more information about that, they can contact the office. And we can get them fixed up for that Lawn Care 101. The deadline is Monday, March the 3rd. The actual event takes place on March the 8th, which is a Saturday.
Okay.
And it's only $15. That's a good deal.
So they'll
come in and teach you.
Well, let's go back to the phones. You're on WGNS. How are you this morning?
Doing fine.
Good.
Bart, Jim Avery.
Hi, Jim.
My mom and dad raised chickens back in when I was born and got old enough to know what was going on, they were raising chickens. But I think Daddy got his chickens from Neely's Hatchery here in Murfreesboro. But during that time, I had two pit chickens.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was named Pete, the other one was Jake. And I kept them. I had them in the house, and it's funny. They were houseboat. I mean, we let them out in the morning, and then they'd come back in.
That's awesome.
One day we missed Pete, and the next Sunday morning we had fried chicken, and I figured we ate Pete, and. But anyway, we raised chickens and had to lay in hens and got our eggs. I remember going out with Daddy to the chicken house. We had a chicken house, that's what it's called, them in. And we'd go out and gather the eggs, and Daddy would feed the chickens.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I got old enough to have that responsibility, they'd stopped raising the chickens, but... Yeah, we raised chickens and it wasn't uncommon in the morning time at breakfast to have fried chicken. Back in those days, Mama would go out and just wring one of them's neck and pick the feathers, like get all the feathers off and everything, get them cleaned, and we'd have fried chicken.
Oh.
Anyway, I'd love to share that with you. I'm enjoying this.
We're having fun here.
I'll have to come back and talk chickens another day. I love them. So.
Jim, thank you for joining us today.
All right. Thank you, Bart.
Have a good day.
Well, I would like to point out that, if you go to, that's right, background noise there for where our little peeps there. If you go to the co-op or TSC right now with your children and you see the baby chicks in the store, before you just make an impulse buy, just remember they don't stay the size of your thumb and fluffy and cute for very long. And so if somebody is thinking about having chickens, they do. I would recommend them give me a call at the Extension office. I can help them get started.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Misty Lane as well as Michael. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, good morning. This
good morning.
Is Margie. I grew up with, raising chickens, and we just always had them. And I was the delegated person to gather the eggs, and I would do that, but we would set our hens, like the gentleman who had just called. We, of course, I didn't determine which hen was going to do it, but I guess they worked that out. But I would go out, and mother would put just so many eggs under the hen, and but then there would be others, you know, I guess when she left the nest, that would deposit new eggs. And so it was my job to go lift the hen up and get those new eggs that had been laid, and you had to be careful or you might get pecked. But I took it all the way from gathering eggs and learned how to, of course, fed them. And sometimes, this is not a snake story, but sometimes at night you would hear a noise in the chicken house. And I believe it was foxes or some sort of animal that would come in and disturb the chicken house, so that you'd have to get out there and see about that. But it was a good experience. I can take it all the way to even killing the chicken and picking the feathers and cutting it up. So mm-hmm. I learned a lot from that.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us today. That's, you know, when people share stories like that one, your imaginations take hold, and I could see you doing all those things. Thank you for sharing that.
Sure.
Have a great day. Yeah. And that's going to pretty well do the show.
That was
We've
fast.
Had a party today.
Misty, you need just some departing words for us, some advice on how we can handle our stress today.
Not getting any chickens. I was considering to get some chickens, so.
She decided it's easier to go to the store.
That's right.
And don't forget the brown bag lunch.
Today, and that's right,
11:30.
At 11:30, and it's free, and the 4-H pancake breakfast, March 15th.
Okay. And our faith and finance, March 6th.
Circle those on your calendar.
Contact the extension office for more information on all those things.
Truman is next. He has 110 baby chicks with him today that he has for you.